You turn in your scriptures to 1 Kings chapter 12. 1 Kings chapter 12, we'll be reading the first 24 verses. Not all of the whole chapter, but just the first 24 verses of the chapter of 1 Kings chapter 12. We have just, remember from last week, we read about Solomon dying and the great sin that seemed to be at the end of his life with the many women that led him to worship other gods or to at least allow them and cause him great pain in his life. And then he died. And now Rehoboam has been raised up, which we learn about here in the 12th chapter. So 1 Kings chapter 12, verse 1, this is the word of our God. Then Rehoboam went to Shechem, for all Israel had come to Shechem to make him king. Now when Jeroboam the son of Nebat heard of it, he was living in Egypt, for he was yet in Egypt where he had fled from the presence of King Solomon. Then they sent and called him, and Jeroboam and all the assembly of Israel came and spoke to Rehoboam, saying, "Your father made our yoke hard. Now therefore lighten the hard service of your father and his heavy yoke which he put on us, and we will serve you." And he said to them, "Depart for 3 days, then return to me." So the people departed. King Rehoboam consulted with the elders who had served his father Solomon while he was still alive, saying, "How do you counsel me to answer this people?" Then they spoke to him, saying, "If you will be a servant to this people today, and will serve them and grant them their petition and speak good words to them, then they will be your servants forever." But he forsook the counsel of the elders which they had given him, consulted with the young men who grew up with him and served him. So he said to them, "What counsel do you give, that they may answer this people who have spoken to me, saying, 'Lighten the yoke which your father put on us'?" The young men who grew up with him spoke to him, saying, "Thus you shall say to this people who spoke to you, saying, 'Your father made our yoke heavy. Now you make it lighter for us.' But you shall speak to them, 'My little finger is thicker than my father's loins. Whereas my father loaded you with a heavy yoke, I will add to your yoke. My father disciplined you with whips, but I will discipline you with scorpions.'" And Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam on the third day as the king directed, saying, "Return to me on the third day." And the king answered the people harshly, for he forsook the advice of the elders which they had given him. And he spoke to them according to the advice of the young men, saying, "My father made your yoke heavy, but I will add to your yoke. My father disciplined you with whips, but I will discipline you with scorpions." So the king did not listen to the people, for it was a turn of events from the Lord, that he might establish his word, which the Lord spoke through Ahijah the Shilonite to Jeroboam the son of Nebat. When all Israel saw that the king did not listen to them, the people answered the king, saying, "What portion do we have in David? We have no inheritance in the son of Jesse. To your tents, O Israel. Now look after your own house, David." So Israel departed to their tents. But as for the sons of Israel who lived in the cities of Judah, Rehoboam reigned over them. And King Rehoboam sent Adoram, who was over the forced labor, and all Israel stoned him to death. And King Rehoboam made haste to mount his chariot to flee to Jerusalem. So Israel has been in rebellion against the house of David to this day. It came about when all Israel heard that Jeroboam had returned that they sent and called him to the assembly and made him king over all Israel. None but the tribe of Judah followed the house of David. Now when Rehoboam had come to Jerusalem, he assembled all the house of Judah and the tribe of Benjamin, 180,000 chosen men who were warriors, to fight against the house of Israel, to restore the kingdom to Rehoboam, the son of Solomon. But the word of God came to Shemaiah, the man of God, saying, "Speak to Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, king of Judah, and to all the house of Judah and to Benjamin, and to the rest of the people, saying, 'Thus says the Lord, you must not go up and fight against your relatives, the sons of Israel. Return every man to his house, for this thing has come from me.'" So they listened to the word of the Lord and returned and went their way according to the word of the Lord. That is God's word to us this evening. The chapter, as we look at it, in the first 24 verses, it should be divided into two parts, both of which give us a summary at the end of those two parts. And we see the end, the summaries in verse 15 and verse 24. The first half, verses 1 through 15, there we find Rehoboam, Solomon's son. He's made king of Israel, but as they made him king, they spoke to him concerning some of the difficulties that they experienced under Solomon, his father's reign. They asked Rehoboam to lighten their burden. And so the new king takes a few days to think over this decision that he has to make. Seems like a wise response. Rehoboam consults first with the elders who served Solomon, and they counseled Rehoboam to grant the people's request. And they actually give us a picture of what it looks like to be a true king, which we find in Jesus Christ, a servant to this people, to serve them and grant them their petitions, speak good words to them, and then they will be your servants forever. And that's what we find in Jesus, who was a servant even unto death to us. And that was the elders' advice, the counsel from them. But he forsook their counsel and went immediately to his peers, the young men who had grown up, he had grown up with, and he asked them what they think. And they tell him to make the burden even greater upon Israel. And even mocking Solomon and his father and that administration at that time. And Rehoboam freely chooses that path. He decides freely within himself to go with what the young men have counseled. And the summary, verse 15, shows us that the stupidity of Rehoboam and the pride from him was in the sovereign plan of Yahweh. It says, so the king did not listen to the people, for because it was from the Lord that he, Yahweh, might establish his word. So that Yahweh would be faithful to the promise that he made to Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, in chapter 11, last chapter, verses 27 to 39, through as he spoke to Jeroboam through Ahijah, because of Solomon's sin. And Yahweh's decision did not violate Rehoboam's free decision. Rather, it came about through that freedom. This is what Rehoboam wanted to do. And it was God's sovereign plan. It's a both and. And we can rest in Yahweh's sovereign plan and decree. Verse 15 tells us what the first 15 verses is about, or are about. The second half of the passage begins by the response of Israel. They're not pleased. And Rehoboam, wanting to show he means business, he sends out Adoram to implement his plan, and Israel puts him to death, verse 18. They did not want Rehoboam's plan. Rehoboam's actions have led Israel to rebel against their own king. But now Jeroboam had returned from Egypt, Israel heard of this, and in their rebellion toward Rehoboam, they decided to make him king, just as God had promised. To make him king over all of Israel, that is 10 tribes, and only the tribe of Judah followed Rehoboam, and that with Benjamin, who had been basically destroyed previously. And this seemingly incited the anger of Rehoboam as he assembled people of Judah and Benjamin, 180,000 it said, to gather against the northern kingdom. And so now you do have officially the northern kingdom, those who follow Jeroboam, the 10 tribes, and then the southern kingdom, Judah, and those who followed Rehoboam. And the great tragedy of Rehoboam wanting to go and attack, go to war against the northern kingdom of God's people, the northern 10 tribes. But God calmed him through his word, which was brought through Shemaiah. And we have the summary of what happens in verses 16 through 24. In verse 24, it tells us what these verses are about. It says, so they listened to the word of the Lord and returned and went their way according to the word of the Lord. They did not listen in verse 15 to the elders, or Rehoboam did not listen in verse 15 to the elders' counsel. And that split the kingdom in two. In verse 24, they do listen to Yahweh's word and do not go to war. What a tragedy, stemming all from Solomon's great sin of the last chapter, and in breaking the first commandment, breaking the seventh commandment, breaking and guilty of all the other commandments. But what we see here most surely is that the Lord is in control. He's on the throne. He's still sovereign even over what's going on here. He speaks to us, His people, We see here that sin, even our sin, has consequences, even to generations following. Solomon's sin has consequences. Rehoboam's sin has consequences. What we can do now is be but like Rehoboam now, listening to the word of the Lord and go on living. Even if we've sinned and there are consequences that are coming about, what can we do now? We can go on right now listening to God's word. And that's what he does, go on living in the kingdom as grace enables us to do through following and obeying the Lord and worshiping him. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you that though we are sinners, you still bring us your word. What a great mercy and grace to us. That you don't take your word from us. Because you, as the God who is sovereign over all things, the God who in your providence decrees all of our actions, all of what we are and what we do. Father, you're the God who also gives us your word. And though you continue, though we continue in sin, you continue as our Father to love us and discipline us. We thank you that here we see this picture that at least applies to us, where Rehoboam, in great sin, rebels against you and desires to go to war against your own people. And yet he still listens to your word, thankfully. And Lord, there are times in our lives when we commit sin and we are entrenched in that sin and we don't want to listen to anything to do with you or your people or go to worship. We even have desires not to go to worship because of sin sometimes. And yet, Father, you bring your word. We thank you that we can be, through Christ and by your Spirit, a people who, even after sinning, we can still come back to you. You who are our God, who loves us, who is merciful despite our sin. Or we deserve hell, you do not give it. You grant us your Son. And we can come back and hear your word and believe and follow after you again, turning from our sin and turning back unto you. Lord, we know that there are many sins here. We see the promises being fulfilled. We see the two kingdoms which will come about later and to a great hurt to both kingdoms, northern and southern kingdom, in exile. And yet, Father, it all points us to the need of a greater king, the better king, greater than Solomon, greater than David, greater than Rehoboam. And that is our King Jesus Christ, who is the great shepherd who came to serve, not to be served, and laid down his life for us all. My Father calls us to focus on him, even as we continue in our worship now, for we do pray in Jesus' name. Amen.